We reported Monday on the dismantling of the jungle migrant camp in Calais, northern France. Calais is just across the English Channel from Britain. Thousands had been staying there, hoping for a chance to somehow slip into Britain. This week, the authorities moved most of the migrants to other locations in France, but a large number of unaccompanied teenagers and children remain. We reached Dorothy Tsang at the camp earlier. She's with Save the Children.
When I left last night, the Calais camp went up in flames yesterday in the afternoon, really ferocious flames, and so everyone ran out. But actually what children found as they came out was that the accommodation, the container camps where minors are being housed were full. So children literally had nowhere to turn. And as I left in the evening, we had around 60 minors as young as 13 who had nowhere to sleep.
Where did they sleep? Did they stay there or were they taken somewhere else?
So volunteers and organisations like Save the Children spent long into the night trying to negotiate a space for them in the warehouse, which we know has beds in it, with the French authorities. They managed to get just a handful of children in, and the rest were left to sleep on the road outside. Some even went back into the jungle camp, which was really distressing, particularly we were sitting with three Eritrean boys, 13 and 14 years old. They were terrified about going back into the camp. I can't stress enough how dangerous the camp has been the last few days for children.
What are the dangers to these kids?
I mean, there's fires, so being on your own anywhere as a child is pretty frightening, but these kind of places are real hotbeds for people who want to exploit the vulnerable, like traffickers.
What is happening to these kids today? Where are they?
Well, today we got there and we were hoping that for these remaining children who had spent the night sleeping rough, that we would be able to find some alternative accommodation for them. And we were promised that actually by the French authorities. It's now going on to nearly 7 o'clock here. It's starting to get dark. And we've been standing on a road for hours in the cold with these children and also some adults too, quite a lot of adults too, who didn't make the buses yesterday. And we're just slowly being pushed up the road by police vans and riot police. It's really, really cold here. Children are sitting down with blankets right around them. We just brought some blankets over. It's starting to get dark now, so really worried about what tonight's going to bring.
I've read about, you know, several thousand of people from the jungle being taken to various places to be processed for asylum. Why aren't these kids part of those groups?
Well, every single day now, so the eviction started on Monday, and every single day the registration process for children has been really chaotic. They were put in with adults I'm just having to interrupt. The police are moving down the street as I speak now towards where we are, and everyone's getting panicked and starting to get up to run.
Do you need to go?
I might have to call you back.
Tsang did have to go, but we managed to reach her again later. Dorothy, what's going to happen to these kids now?
Yeah, so that's really unclear at the moment. So we thought that they were going to be put on buses and taken to accommodation. That's what we were kind of promised. And we've been standing here for hours waiting. We don't know what's going to happen. We definitely don't want them to have another night sleeping rough. It's absolutely freezing, and it's not safe for them to be sleeping out here on their own.
How are the kids' spirits? Are they kind of weary and depressed, or are they kind of rallying? How do they seem?
They're really tired and they're really cold and confused and scared.
We've been speaking with Dorothy Tsang from Save the Children. Dorothy, thanks so much.
Thank you.